Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I'm a TV asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Welcome to the program. I held that for nearly 30 seconds. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Who the fuck cares? So stupid. Yes, my name is Tim Henson. I'm the host of this stupidity called Distorted View Daily. On this show, I scour the web for just bizarre, twisted, disgusting, strange audio and news stories. And then I present it to you. It's as simple as that. I expose the weird underbelly of the internet, which really is not that hard to find. You could do it on your own. But really, who has that kind of time? Sifting through hours and hours worth of, you know, snot fetish videos. I'll do that for you. That's why you pay me the money. All right, I do have a great show for you today. Haley's Comet sent me a link to this website called Clients from Hell. People just, you know, submit correspondence they've had with, you know, other people they're working with that are assholes. Here's a perfect example if you want to check out clientsfromhell.net. The author says, I received an email from a potential client. My name is Jose. I live in California. The client says, I'm interested in one of your illustrations. I have a budget of $30. And I replied, I'm truly sorry, sir, but that budget isn't adequate for my illustration services. To which the client replied, oh, I don't think you understand. That's $30 American, not pesos, amigo. I need that illustration done by tomorrow. In other words, pronto. Can you do it? And then I replied, wow. And the client replied, yeah, now you get it. That should pay for a whole month of cerveza and tacos. What an asshole. So if you want to check out the website, clientsfromhell.net, there's some funny emails in there. Moving on, last week I played some audio from Second Life. Second Life is this online world where nothing happens. You create an avatar and then you walk around and talk to people, I guess. And we featured this guy named Nim, who's a bit of a hothead. He's always screaming. And the thing is, people are fucking with him now. So Nim gets agitated very easily. People have been recording their interactions with this avatar and posting it online. One of my listeners on distortedview.com found this gem.
You scared the shit out of me! I mean, just a second ago, you said you'd rape me if I ever did that anyway.
Stop manipulating the world and let all your home fries girls know to stop manipulating the fucking world, especially men with your fucking pussies.
Now, Nim hates girls, primarily because he's just a disgusting troll in real life and probably has never gotten laid. So, yeah.
All right, Nim.
It gets real fucking old! You were fucking doing that! I don't care if you were drunk or not! That's not an excuse! That's what Second Life is a bunch of deceit, lies, and bullshit. That's the whole fucking thing.
Not what we were doing, and it's not what we were trying to do if you got that signal.
Not what you were trying to do, then why did you do it?
We did it!
Yes, you fucking did!
Why did you do the Skype call? Because we were trying to be nice. Why did you do the...
I guess these girls were trying to be nice, or, you know, they were probably messing around with this guy. You know, they were being nice to him, and, you know, Nim takes it as them being cock teases.
Skype call? Because we were trying to be nice and we wanted to have fun.
Why the hell can't you just do that? Why the hell couldn't you just did that? There are 30,000 Sims, a lot of them with no people in it. You could do the exact same fucking thing. You're just cock teases. You're cock teases. That's all you are. You're cock teases. Well, you did! Believe me, you did! Especially your fucking friend Lolly. You did!
We weren't trying to have sex with you then.
Then why the fuck were you cock teasing me? Don't ever fucking do that to me ever again! Ever!
Maybe he's telling me how we did it.
Well, then ask the rest of the people who were here last night. Why don't you ask them? Ask Todd, ask Epic, ask them. I'm not explaining it to you.
Oh, did we cock tease them last night?
None of these people were here. Why are you asking them? None of them were here.
You just told her to, you fucking faggot.
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm sorry you got horny because girls were talking to you.
That's true. The second a girl is brought into the equation, you know, as a matter of fact, I saw this video and I don't think there was really a good amount of audio that I could use. It was more visual, but there was like some sort of tournament going on. I don't know, it was Street Fighter, one of those type of games, right? Bunch of guys, and then there was one girl, and they had a video camera, right? And I guess they were webcasting, and this guy behind the camera kept focusing in on the girl, her feet, her tits, really making her uncomfortable. And eventually she had to leave. She like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and she left, and I don't think she came back.
You were not fucking talking to me. You were cock teasing.
Okay. Aha, you trollop. I have caught you in the act of you teasing the cock. All right, so there you go, a little bit of Nim. I'll try to find that video of the Street Fighter tournament or whatever and post that on distortedview.com. It's free. Moving on, here is a black guy jerking off into his dirty socks or something. This was found on XTube. Now, let me just give you guys some pointers. If you're going to post some video of you fucking your woman or jerking off on cam up on XTube, you don't have to get crazy with the post-production. You don't have to add a bunch of music and transitions and stuff. Guys are just there to jerk off. So, you know, let's not get fancy. This guy, you know, adds some really crappy music in the background, so I apologize.
Man, this shit feel good. Stroking off on my motherfucking dick and shit.
My motherfucking dick and shit.
Got my nigga dick.
God, his dick is so black. It is so black. I've never seen a dick that black before.
38 kicks. My fucking tins on. Holy as fuck. Smoking my fucking Newport and shit.
Those are called monkey mints, I learned. Newports are monkey mints. Now, if you're new to the program, that might seem racist, but a black person called in to tell me that. So I'm allowed to repeat it. Newports are monkey mints. Go on.
38 kicks. My fucking tins on. Holy as fuck. Smoking my fucking Newport and shit. Ain't got dirty on fucking socks on ya. Looking for fucking kicks. Nasty ass kicks, yo. Fucking grass.
Yes, you can see his shoes, his kicks, as he calls them.
He's on his shit.
He's into feet and sneakers and socks.
Stroking his dick. How to bust his mad ass nut. Damn, this shit feels good. God damn, this shit feels good.
Man. This is your first time masturbating? Wow, this actually feels good.
Yeah, got this dirty ass sock around my fucking nose too, sniffing that shit.
That's a cool fetish to have, actually, because, you know, you can produce all the shit yourself. You know, he's into his own dirty, stinky socks. That's what he's smelling. It'd be a little harder if he was into, like, dirty, you know, if he likes to sniff dirty female underwear or something. You actually have to go out and find, you know, a female or steal her dirty underwear. You know, he's got everything right in-house, is what I'm saying.
Some of that sweat in the funk, yeah.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
You can't even imagine
what this shit feels like. God damn. It smells like a bitch. Yeah. I'm about to bust this mad nut. Damn. Motherfucking mad ass nut.
Hey, bust your nut already.
You wanna see that shit?
Yes, that's why we're here.
You wanna see that nut? Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go. Here it come. Ah, fuck. Ah, shit. Ah, shit. Ah, shit.
Guy's coming.
God
funny.
Damn. Ah, shit. God damn. Ah, fuck.
All right, big production.
Yay. I was going to talk about fuck. God dang. Yay.
Congratulations on busting your nut.
Go to your room and lock the door, because when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Size doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know that's a real radio advertisement for corn nuts back in the 90s, I think, late 90s. Yeah, so that actually got me to eat corn nuts. You know, the corn nuts you can buy at gas stations, convenience stores, and stuff like that. They come in a little package. They're not bad. I never thought to eat corn nuts though until that commercial. I was like, I've got to support them for creating such a great advertisement. All right, finally, before we get into the news today, here is a woman praying as a tornado approaches her home.
Your hands take this away from us.
Oh, God, that's gonna be big.
Take it away from us.
It's
Lord.
Forming pretty much like two doors down.
Take it, Lord. Take it away from us, Jesus.
Shabba shabba shiki. She's speaking in tongues. Now, rather than pray for 2 minutes, like this broad is doing, why not get to the basement or get the fuck out of town?
Father God, all powers in your son's name. Take this up away from our home, as you did for Elijah. You take this away from us.
There it's
forming.
Yeah. Your praying ain't working. It's still forming, Mama.
Yeah, come.
Pray harder, bitch.
Take it up away from our home. Take it away from this town. Lord, you
You can see her, like, you can barely hear her praying anymore because of the wind. That looks really cool, though. The camera's focused on the tornado forming. All right, you get the idea. Crazy Christian nut job trying to pray the tornado away. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. You know, it's called an act of God for a reason. He put it there. Trying to pray a tornado away. Good grief. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week, exclusive content just for paying members. Extended shows like the one we have tomorrow. Exclusive programs just for paying freaks like the one on Thursday. Plus, video casts. And all sorts of extras. I will be increasing the price of the sideshow relatively soon here. So if you want to lock your rates in now, sign up. Sign up right now. I command it. Shabba shabba shiki. All right. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right. 3 quick stories. Then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a circumcision. What the hell was that? Well, I didn't do it. I've got a lot of browser windows open. I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe circumcision is today's secret word. When you hear the word circumcision again, be the fifth caller. You can win yourself a DiGiorno pizza. All right. I don't know. Yes, first story we have for you today. This one has to do with circumcision. A 2-week-old boy died at a Brooklyn hospital in September after contracting herpes through a religious circumcision ritual that ignited controversy in 2005 after another infant died. The unidentified infant died September 28, 2011. Why is this news now? Oh, because I guess he just died. Yes, the unidentified infant died September 28, 2011. Still, I mean, this news story was posted, like, yesterday. For Christ's sakes. The unidentified infant died September 28, 2011. The cause of death was listed as disseminated herpes simplex virus type 1, complicating ritual circumcision with oral suction. What? 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 City, if there was oral suction going on? I didn't realize blowjobs were part of the circumcision ritual. I want to be a Jew now. All right, where are we at here? I don't know. The cause of death was listed as disseminated herpes, simplex, virus type 1, complicating ritual, circumcision with oral suction, blah, 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 blah. It's unclear who performed the circumcision. Uncle. In 2004, city health officials revealed that a baby boy died after a circumcision carried out by a Rockland County rabbi who specializes in the century-old ultra-Orthodox ritual. Under the practice, the rabbi, or moil, removes blood from the wound with his mouth. And I guess the rabbi's mouth was all herpes-infected, and it transferred. Wait a second. The rabbi removes blood from the wound. The wound is where the foreskin was at, because they take off the foreskin. So the rabbi's mouth is literally on the baby's cock. I did not know that about Jewish circumcisions. Yes, a practice city health officials have criticized, saying it carried inherent risks for babies. In 2004, three infants circumcised by Rabbi Yitzhak Fisher were determined to have contracted herpes. Among them were twins. Ooh, I get to lick the penis wounds of two kids? It's going to be a good day. Yes, among them were twins circumcised in October 2004 after Fisher performed the religious ceremony known as a bris. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. We've talked a lot on Distorted View about people who are in love with inanimate objects. We've got another one here. A woman with a strange attraction for inanimate objects has found true love with the Statue of Liberty. That makes her a big, fat dyke. Smitten shop assistant Amanda Whitaker, 27, says she's fallen head over heels for the iconic New York monument. Amanda, who had a passionate love affair with a drum kit while still at school... I'd love to smell those sticks. I'm in love with the drum kit. Yeah, she says, she is my long-distance lover, referring to the Statue of Liberty, and I am blown away by how stunning she is. The 27-year-old from Leeds, over there in the UK, has a condition called objectum sexuality, in which people fall in love with things rather than humans. She first fell for Libby, as she calls the statue, when a pal in New York posted a picture online. Since then, she has visited the 151-foot statue in person four times, caressing it and leaning out of a window to kiss its hair. She has even thought about marrying it, but decided against it because so many others love her too. Instead, she settled for a shrine to Libby in her home, featuring a 6-foot replica, hundreds of smaller models, and ornaments and huge U.S. flags. She says, other people might be shocked to think I can have romantic feelings for an object, but I am not the same as them. So there you go. I'll try to make today's album artwork a picture of Amanda's room. And she's standing right next to the Statue of Liberty. Fantastic. All right, final story we have for you today. With her striking blue hair, hooped earrings, and bright yellow cardigan, Adela Dean looks every inch a confident young woman. But she admits it's only recently that she has found peace with who she is. Ms. Dean has revealed she was actually raised as a boy and has since changed her gender 3 times. That has got to wreak havoc on your fucking genitals. She has a penis. They make it into a pussy. Then she goes back to being a man. They gotta make a penis again. Then they go back to a woman. I'd love to see what her fucking junk looks like. Yes. Ms. Dean has revealed she was actually raised as a boy. She changed her gender 3 times in search of her sexual identity. Appearing yesterday on the TV show This Morning, she said she knew she was a girl from the age of 3 and found it very confusing and difficult growing up. She told the presenter... Everybody kept telling me I was a boy and to play with boy toys, but I just knew I was a girl. It was quite blatant I was a girl, just in boys' packaging. I used to get called gay quite a lot and bullied quite badly. Desperate for help, she visited a specialist clinic in her teens and decided to transition, where she lived as a woman without resorting to surgery. But then, in her 20s, she opted to live as a man. Why? Why did you do that? If you knew since the age of fucking 3 that you're a woman, why would you then go back to being a guy? It's stupid. It's because you're confused. You don't know what the fuck you want. All right, so now she's in her 20s. She's living as a man named Adam. During her difficult upbringing, she had always assumed she was transgender, born into the wrong sex. But when she was 28, she was told she was intersex and had physical characteristics of both genders. So if I had sex with him when he was known as Adam, I technically wouldn't be gay because Adam's both a man and a woman? Is that how I can justify it? All right, it made all the sense. It was as if a light bulb came on. She said, now when babies are born, there's a fuller investigation, but when I was born in the 70s, it was pushed under the carpet. As many as 1 in 2,000 people do not have clearly sexually defined genitalia or physical characteristics. During her journey to find her identity, she had plastic surgery in Thailand. That's always a good idea. She had breast implants and her nose done in 2 successful operations. However, when she went back for further surgery, she went for a cut price option with disastrous results. I had implants in my butt. Oh, God, did they use Fix-A-Flat? I wanted to be bottom heavy. It sounded like vanity, but at the time it was important to me. However, the implants were faulty and ruptured, leaving her chronically ill. It was only when she returned to the UK that she was able to seek treatment and rectify the situation. She's now living a happy life, and she's pretty much a female. Well, we'll say not. She's 90% of the way there. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, guys, this is your time to shine.
What up, New Yorker?
Hi, you my New Yorker.
I also remember Incognito checking in again.
I'm pretty sure Incognito was the guy who told me about Monkey Mints.
I've been listening to a couple of your more recent shows, the one with the kid who wanted to be a Super Saiyan, and that other retard who tried to break a fucking board over his head. You were wondering, why would anyone upload such an epic fail onto YouTube? And the answer is quite simple. Nowadays, we live in a society where we glorify stupidity.
That's true.
You really don't have to do anything great anymore. You don't have to...
I'm living proof of it.
...achieve anything. All you have to do is look to reality TV. I mean, it's on the fucking learning channel.
Yeah, isn't it interesting the progression of how that all went down? We'll say 1998 or maybe 2000 was the start of, like, reality TV, really. I mean, there was stuff beforehand, like The Real World and stuff like that. But that's when, like, reality TV shows really hit big. And there were just normal people on display. And who are the most normal or who are the most popular people on these reality shows? The assholes or the buffoons. And then we sort of transitioned with, like, YouTube and everything. Now anyone can post their shit online. Anyone can basically be their own reality star. And that's who we're seeing get massive hits of these, you know, people that are complete morons.
The Learning Channel, a channel specifically designed for learning, because a bunch of fucking people acting like retards on it.
Yes, that bugs me to no end. Please, it doesn't bug me that they have these shows. What bugs me is that they still call their channel TLC, The Learning Channel. We're not learning anything about anything important.
And it's just ridiculous, man. I mean, nowadays, if you fail hard enough, it can actually turn into
a
win.
Yes, you fail upwards in our society.
Hey, this is Slap Choppy the Cuntard, and the other day you were reading some kind of Sixtastic Tuesday or something about a guy who had putting maggots in his penis or something.
Sure.
Now, I know of a video where there is a guy who has maggots wriggling around in his dick hole.
I think I've seen that.
I would normally have just, like, posted it, but it's pretty intense. I don't know if you're interested in that. Maybe I'll send you...
Sure, email me the link.
Send you a link or something.
I'll post that on fucking XTube. I'm willing to get my account suspended. I don't care. Could you get suspended for that? Like, if I post that video on XTube? Like, do a special... You know, a DV video where I feature a guy with maggots on his dick. I don't know. There's nothing illegal going on.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow Freak Bruce speaking. And, hey, I got a couple things to say to you. First of all, I really enjoyed the past 3 Sixtastic Tuesdays.
Oh, good.
2 of them being no stories, and then the last one being the one about... The clowns and the feet and all that type
of
stuff.
I hope you enjoyed James Joyce's erotic letters,
that
too.
That was pretty funny.
Someone did confirm that those are real. He was a sniff freak.
Hey, just wanted to tell you to keep up the good work, and thanks a lot for doing what you do, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I think this is working out good. Like, we can switch up Sextastic Tuesday. I think maybe Window Licker initially had the idea, or where you know, instead of reading stories, you know, do other things. And I guess sometimes that works when I can't find sex stories. But yeah. Oh, you know, I wanted to mention on Thursday Sideshow exclusive show, someone called into the voicemail line from an advertising agency. I guess one of you freaks contacted them and said that I would like some, a distorted view would like some advertisements on the side of school buses. Because you know, we were talking about that story. And so I have her phone number here. Maybe on tomorrow's show, maybe on the extended portion, I'll give her a call and we'll try to get some, you know, see what they can do for me.
Oh,
advertising wise.
I had the most depressing encounter with a bum today. Well, I didn't, but one of the people orbiting me did.
Orbiting? Okay.
So this bum asked my person orbiter.
You can't say friend, family member, you know, fuck buddy.
Person smokes and gave him
someone in your orbit.
And then the bum was like, man, do you have any recording equipment? I need to send a message to Obama. You forgot me, man. I'm a spiritualist. I'm a purist. I'm a unifier. You forgot me. Oh, so depressing.
Well, believe me, there are many homeless people that our politicians have forgotten.
Hey, Timmy, it's Holy Totemic from Totem 2-5.
Homeless people tend to not vote, so you know what I mean?
Just wanted to call in and give a suggestion to one of the listeners. I would love to hear one of them call in with the handle of, let's see, I would say Drag Show Senator. That would be the best handle ever.
So you want one of my listeners to adopt the name Drag Show Senator, okay.
Tim, this is the white man in Alaska. And my wife is trying to update her dildo collection and tried to use code word freak on adamandeve.com. And I guess Alaskans don't get 50% discount? Is this true? Let me know.
I don't know. I will get back to you. That's not fair, because Alaska is pretty much a part of the U.S. Last time I checked, technically it is. I mean, we don't like to admit it, but, you know, you're one of us. So let me get with my contact person. I'm very disappointed with how many issues you guys are having with the Adam and Eve coupon code. Maybe just a few of you that have called in to let me know. But try that coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Let me know if it works and what you purchased, if you want. You don't have to tell me that, but I would like to know. All right, so yeah, go to Adam and Eve. If you're, for those of you who don't know, adamandeve.com, they sell adult products. You can get 50% off just about anything there by using coupon code FREAK. You put it in your cart, you check out. There's a little promo code area where you just type it in. You type in your promo code. It's F-R-E-A-K. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. So it's a huge deal. Go there right now, if the code fucking works. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Oh, God.
Then why the fuck were you cock-teasing me?
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Very important, don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Sign up for distortedview.com. That's free. Sign up for Super Freak Sideshow. That's only $5 a goddamn month. Come on, help a brother out. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this demise.
He's a jackass.